This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How has he matured in the way that he prepares for games?
Yeah, I think it's always been there. You know, when you talk about the maturity aspect of things, I think, like anything, once the routine happens over and over and over and over and over, and you can start to compartmentalize, you know, what you're looking for week in and week out, you can maybe dive a little bit more down to the details, if that makes sense. You know, and I think that's with any young player's game also, right? It starts to slow down for you a little bit. You can start to, you know, the things that you study, the things that you that we talk about throughout the week, those kind of slow down. And, you know, I think hopefully this is the moment for him that's where it's slowed down. Every week's a different week. He's got to continue to grow, but, you know, he puts the time in.
Light bulb starts to come on for players. You try to make their rookie year as hard as possible. How do you see that light bulb then coming on for Cole right now?
Yeah, it's funny. So when you talk about players and kind of where they're at, maybe even where they're at within the scheme they're in, you know, when a guy looks totally in control of a down, you know, I think that's where he's getting to, is where he's getting in control of downs. And, you know, the different schemes that we run, the different techniques that we have, you know, they could present versus the same look. And, you know, I think he's just getting more comfortable in being in control of the down.
I know it's not about one player, but how do you replace Michael Hoyt, who just made such an impact?
Yeah. Hoyt's a joy to be around. He brings a tremendous amount of energy every day. Super intellectual, as I used last week the comparison. But it's hard to replace him. You know, but we'll have guys that'll step up. We'll have guys that'll step up. And every player's a little bit different, right? It's part of our job to figure out their skill set and where they can be best used. You know, it's not going to be easy to replace, but this is the National Football League and things happen. And every team deals with it, you know, at a different rate maybe, but every team deals with it. And on the personal side, you know, I feel terrible. He's put a lot of work in. He's been fired up, ready to go, and we'll get it figured out like we always do.
What does it say about him that he blows out his Achilles and he waves off the car, stays on the bench for the rest of the day?
Says more to everybody else about who Michael Hoyt is. That is exactly what I thought he would do if you told me that would happen to him. His leg could fall off and he'd figure out a way to hop around. You know, that's who he is. And I'm sure he'll come back better than ever. That's just who he is.
You were in the tunnel,
How did he get off the field? He can't walk up that ramp. He can't walk up the tunnel with those.
That's a great question for Michael Hoyt. It's a great question for Michael Hoyt. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm up in the press box, so we came down, and I saw him in the locker room, you know. So he made it there. He was there. He was celebrating with his teammates. So I have no idea. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was crutches. Surprised he didn't crawl.
How much did it matter that Hancock and Hairston played at Carolina before making their debuts last night?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, it's a good question. I don't think that it necessarily has to do with your debut is your debut, right? No matter who it's against. And I think that you look at it like every game you expect them just to grow a little bit more from when they debuted on. I don't think the opponent really has anything to do with it. Every game in this league is hard. Every game in this league is hard. Every game presents a different challenge. And so the scope of a game that might be outside of the building, there's the scope here is the same week to week. And that's to do whatever we got to do to get a win that week. And that's our process. And, you know, so where I'm going with it is no matter who we're playing, that first debut is going to, or the debut, hopefully the next game's a little bit better. The next game's better than that. The next game, that's what we're looking for is that growth.
This isn't to disparage Dave Canales or for Andy Dalton, but two young guys, rookies, Patrick Mahomes,
yep.
Travis Kelce, just look to your left, and there's
yep.
Andy Reid with the call sheet.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be some pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. Andy Dalton's a salty vet. Dave can call plays, you know? No, I mean, yeah, I think the biggest thing is, and we talked about it Saturday night, is like, every game is about us in the end. It's about having a great awareness of your opponent and how they may attack you. But it's all about us. Like, it's about your performance, not about anybody else's performance. And then collectively, if we're focused on our individual jobs, our 111th, collectively, once we can add that fraction up to 11 people doing their jobs, you know, we'll be in pretty good shape. So try to steer them away from that and just stay focused on, you know, the task at hand.
Going back to replacing Hoyt, it seemed like after he got hurt that Javon Sullivan maybe
yeah.
did a little bit of that role.
Yeah.
Assuming that might be part of the plans moving forward, how have you seen Solomon grow in his second year?
Yeah, I think he's just more comfortable. You know what I mean? Like there's a confidence that can come about you. You know, and you see it with rookies where they're not super confident. We're talking about Cole being in control of the down, and that comes with the confidence, right? Like, I've been through this. I know this. And I think, you know, Solly for the first year, his rookie year, you know, there was a little bit in there, not a ton of action. And, you know, you add in the OTAs, you add in the training camp. He got some run earlier in the year. And I think his confidence is just growing to where – you know, he's had some rushes in there that maybe haven't ended completely in a sack, which he did against Atlanta, right? So with all those little things that keep adding up every rep, I think his confidence just continues to build. And it's, you know, it's more on the attack than it is being part of the play, if that makes sense.
Bobby, going back to Max for a second, it's the interception is going to stand out by the most on the takeaway, but I go back and think of him going stride for stride with Worthy down
yep.
the sideline. You look back at that play, how important is that for just confidence for a rookie, but then also the confidence for the defense to see one of their guys going against a really good deep threat and
yeah.
making a big play in that moment?
Yeah, Max is fast. He can run fast, you know? No, I mean, I think that, like, to have that shot actually thrown at you as opposed to have it covered and maybe the ball goes somewhere else. I think all those little things add up and build confidence, you know, and certainly I'm sure through that, because I believe that came first before his actual interception, you know, I'm sure there's a little piece of him that's like, yeah, like, okay, you know, and you know, it's fun to watch him grow. It's fun to watch him grow and to see his confidence grow.
Injuries on the defensive line that I'm sure it's been challenging to really progress that group to where they're rushing together. Did it feel like last night that finally that there was a cohesiveness, the way that they were kind of working together despite, you know, the rotations and the people that you had missing?
Yeah, I think all our D-line coaches do a great job. We've got three really good ones. You know, and I think the last 2 weeks – it's really come together. And, you know, I think they understand. I think we do a really good job of making sure that the rush and coverage and when it works together, we do a good job of showing that and emphasizing how important that is. If the quarterback's holding on to the ball, the coverage is getting them holding on to the ball, the rush needs to get there. And if the ball's out, we need to have good coverage and tight coverage. And I think that's a little bit of, you know, the whole group is starting to really come together with that. You know, and the more they play together, the more cohesiveness there will be. You know, it's talking up front.
For the defense to be able to have a guy like Cam Lewis, who you find out late in the week that Taron gets hurt, and I would have to think that your trust level with Cam is about as high as it can be with a backup.
Yeah, I mean, Cam wears a lot of hats for us. And he can, you know, we can plug and play him in a lot of different roles. And really, week to week, his role might change depending on availability at other places. You know, so the trust is high with Cam. He's tough. He's physical. And it's really important to him. It's really important to him. So really proud of what Cam did, you know, as the week went on and things maybe changed a little bit.
Joey Bosa has talked several times to us about just how grateful he is to be a part of this. What do you see in him and kind of the impact he's having on your defense?
Yeah, it's cool, right? Like, it's one thing to see guys have success in football, and that's why we coach, is to help them grow and to see them have success in football. But to see a locker room kind of meshing, to see guys hanging out, to see how tight knit that locker room can be. And Joey, what's really cool is that's as important to Joey as anything. Obviously football and playing well is very important to him and helping us win games. But I think just as important to him, and I've said it multiple times, is him being one of the guys, you know, it's cool to see. He's extremely happy after we win, you know, and it's cool.
With Jordan Poyer, knowing him as well as you, yeah, for years, just what is it like seeing him? Have you learned anything about him this season as he's had kind of an unusual role and just journey with this team and coming back? Like, is there anything new you learned about him?
I don't know if I'm going to use the right words here, but I think the best way to say it is, like, how selfless he is, right? Like, here's a guy who had a lot of success here, right? I mean, for a lot of years. He leaves for a year on a sabbatical. He comes back. Like, he is so selfless. Like, anything we ask him to do, he's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Like, and here goes from a guy that was an all-pro to a guy that's kind of trying to fit into the rotation and really be a relief pitcher for the most part, you know, up to right now. He's just a selfless human being. And I think when you talk about life, you know, making yourself available to others and pouring into others is something that he's really embracing. He's always been that way, but he's at a different stage in his career. And, He has had the success he's had for a reason. It starts with the type of person he is. So I always knew he was selfless, but he's in a role that's really saying, like, I'm selfless, you know, and really proud of him. Really proud of him.
He goes down 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. Michael this week, trade deadline's a day away. Do you come in this morning and go right to Brandon's office and say, hey.
Brandon does a good job. He knows we're all on the same page of, you know, of potential areas of need and those type of things. And Brandon will do his job at a high level. And whatever happens, happens. We'll make it work. We always do, and figure it out.
And aside from a potential addition or acquisition, this group right now, without those two guys for the foreseeable future, where's your level of confidence in that group?
Yeah, I mean, the level of confidence in the players and the coaches is high, you know. As and I keep saying it, but as we always have, we'll figure it out. We'll continue to do that. Like I said, every week is different, so things might present a little differently. We'll try to put together the best lineup and packages that we can to make sure that, you know, we give ourselves the best chance to win.
How do you feel like it's gone so far with Max and Trey splitting snaps, and do you see that as something that will continue?
Yeah, we'll evaluate that week to week. Trey's handled it really well. And then, you know, getting Max in, it just kind of helps him with all the time he did miss, kind of acclimate him into it. So it'll be a week-to-week thing, and that's the way we'll go about it.
Is it like a quasi-training camp situation for them? Are they competing week-to-week to see who is going to maybe take a lead?
Yeah, I mean, all our players, I know this is coach talk, but everybody's always competing. We're going to put the best. We're going to put ourselves always in the best position to win. That's the name of the game. This league's about winning, and whoever's going to give us the best chance to win, that's what we're going to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.